Okay, good evening. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos Erev Shabbos Kolish class learning. So I see that my mother-in-law is joining us. So Bishos, my mother-in-law, who I think is not connected to the audio. Ima, I was just welcoming you. And then I realized you're not connected to the audio. So welcome to my mother-in-law. Thank you for joining us and to everyone else who is joining us as well. So we have two shiur sponsors and dedications this evening. I'm only saying them in the order that I received the information. From Miriam Goodman, Lezecha Nishmas, her father, Yosef ben Binyamin Zev HaKohen, Zichrona Lebracha, whose 42nd Yahrzeit is on the 9th of Adar. He was a Holocaust survivor, and Miriam wrote that he was engaged to my mother in 1942. He could not believe in 1945, after the war, he went looking for her and found her, and they got married. What's so interesting is that the second shiur sponsor has a very similar story and very unique. So I found that incredible hashkacha. He was an only child. He wanted very badly that his children should receive the best Jewish education and my brother should be educated in yeshiva. We escaped in 1956, Miriam wrote, when I was a few months old. We came to Williamsburg, where there were hundreds of survivors. My brother did go to yeshiva and did receive a Jewish education. And today he lives in Israel. He is a baki in Shas and sits on the panel of Shas Yidden in Yerushalayim to Kol HaYungalite. So your father's dream did come true. My father and mother had unbelievable respect and love for each other. The neshama of Yosef ben Binyamin Zev HaKohen, Alav Hashem Shemeret, and Aliyah neshama, and the schus of the Torah that we share this evening. The other shiur dedication is from Sandy Leader and family in memory of her mother-in-law, Rezo Miriam Bas Naftali Virifka Mindo, 26 Yahrzeit, 7th of Adar. So this is written by Sandy Leader's husband. Rose Leader, about his mother, was born to a Polish Hasidish family in Berlin. She was educated and acquired an affinity to family tradition, blended with the value of the German community in which she was raised. As was common at the time, she attained her degree from Berlin University, which was later of value because she attained a visa to study nursing in England as the situation in Germany worsened. This is extremely interesting. She, too, was engaged to marry at the time. With great bitachon, she waited 6.5 years for her chassan, who was in Buchenwald. She would not entertain any other offers. I found it incredible that both shiur dedications have the similar theme of being engaged and waiting for their basher. It's unbelievable through this period of the Shoah. She used her training as a nurse to help thousands of hospital patients. She was also remembered for her dedication at camps Monk and Diehl. She was the camp practitioner for many years. She was active in her communities of both Brighton Beach and Muncie and dispensed her wisdom and chesed in many forms. Together with our father, she was zochet to see 4 doros, which was a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam despite a delayed start. And she raised her family b'chachma, b'yashus, b'amuna, and b'tznias. Tihi nafsha barach, and this year should also be a schus aliyah neshama for Rezo Miriam, Bas Rav Naftali v'rifka Mindel, Yahrzeit 7th Adar. And we thank our sponsors very much for enabling and facilitating us to learn Torah this evening. So, it's a week from Purim, so my mind is on Purim, and it's a Pirkei Avos Shir. So you're going to see the incredible hashkacha, which Mishnah we are up to in our series, and how unbelievably it relates actually to the story of Esther. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing. Here we go. Can you see my screen? Okay. So we're in the Megillah, Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet. We know the beginning of the story. Vashti doesn't listen to the instructions. Haman makes a big party. Vashti embarrasses him. Vashti is killed. We have a beauty pageant. Esther is chosen as queen. Haman hates Mordechai. Mordechai won't bow down and won't prostrate before Haman. Haman wants to kill all the Jews. That's through Perek Gimel. Perek Dalet, Mordechai goes through the streets of the city and he's wearing sackcloth and ashes and he's crying. And Hasach, the chamberlain of Esther, comes out and says, what's going on? Mordechai will take a change of clothing. And here we go to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes. Vayavo Hasach, vayaged the Esther divrei Mordechai. So Esther sends a message to Mordechai saying, find out what's going on through Hasach. Almazeva almazeh. Why isn't Mordechai changing his clothing, etc.? So Hasach comes and he tells Esther the words of Mordechai. Vatomer Esther la Hasach. And Esther says to Hasach, vatatziveyo am Mordechai. And commands Mordechai because Mordechai said Esther has to go save the Jews. So Esther doesn't like this at all. Call Avdei Hamelech, all the servants of the king, va'am Medinos Hamelech, and all the nations and the provinces of the king Yodim, everybody knows, Asher Kol Ish V'Isha, each and every man and woman, Asher Yavo Al HaMelech, who come to the king, El HaChatzar Pnimis, to the inner chamber, Asher Lo Yikarei, that have not been called, Achastaso Lahamis, there is one law, The law is, if you were not called, you will be put to death. Only levar me asher yashi lo hamelech asher vid hazavachai. And perhaps, if the king in his benevolence extends his royal golden scepter, then you'll be saved. Ani lo nekresi levar hamelech zashloshim yam. I should go now. I haven't been called for 30 days. There is one law. If you go to the king without being called, you will be killed. Vayegidu leMordechai es divrei Esther. And these words of Esther were told to Mordechai. Mordechai doesn't like it at all. Vayomer Mordechai lahashiv al Esther. And Mordechai gives a command to return backward to Esther. Al tidami binafsheich, do not be silent with your soul. Lihi maleipes hamelech mikol hayehudim. Do you think you will escape more than all the other Jews in the palace of the king? Ki im hacharesh tacharishi ba'esazos, if you persist in your silence at this time. I assure you, Mordechai said to Queen Esther, revach vahatzala ya'amod hayehudim mimakom achar. Do not think God will abandon us. Salvation and deliverance will come to the Jews from another place. Va'at uves avich tovedu. And you and your father's house shall disappear into the mists of history. And who knows, perhaps the whole reason you were chosen as queen was for this very moment. And Esther says to send back word to Mordechai, she's convinced, go and gather all the Jews that you can find in Shushan, and fast for me. Do not eat and do not drink for 3 days. This was Pesach, by the way. Day and night. Night and day. The Gamaniva Narosai Atsum Kane Amia, my maidens, we will fast as well. Uvechain Avo Al Hamelech. And like this, I will come to the king. Asher Lo Kadas, it's against the law. The Kaasher Avadati, what pathos, what drama, what pain, what fear. Avadati. And if I perish, then I shall perish. Vayavar Mordechai Vayasku Chalasher Tzivsa Alav Esther. Mordechai went to gather all the Jews. I'm going to begin by quoting from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb. Zechonad Racha in Majesty and Mystery, Commentary to the Megillah. Don't worry, I didn't forget it's a Pirkei Avos Shir. So you saw the psukim in front of you. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb teaches as follows. Do not think in your heart you shall escape in the king's palace more than any of the other Jews. Queen Esther, appraised of the nefarious plans of Haman, probably considered them the ranting of a madman. He could not possibly really mean to do what he proclaimed he would do. It was only when Mordechai spoke to her in words as strong, cold, cutting as steel, that she came to her senses, and thus a great tragedy was averted. What a powerful line. He could not possibly mean to do what he really said he was going to do. And both of our Shir Aliyah Neshamas this evening are Holocaust survivors. Queen Esther considered Haman the ranting of a madman. The democracies of the West similarly did not believe Hitler meant to do what he announced in his Mein Kampf. They did not believe it. Al tidami dom dalad mem, silent. They were silent. And 18 million people were killed as a testimony to that silence. Amongst them, 6 million Jews, amongst them 1.5 million children. We have been plagued by a nagging question. Why did European Jewry not react violently to the plans of destruction? An answer seems to be crystallizing. The Jews, because of their own innate character, never believed the reports they had been receiving of the death camps and the crematoria. It could not be true. And so they were silent. And Mordechai says to Esther, Al tadami binafsheich dalad mem dom. Do not be silent, Queen Esther. Do not think you will escape with your life more than any other Jew in the palace of the king. Do not doubt the rantings of a madman. Do not think Haman cannot do what he says he is going to do. Our enemies have proven time and again that they will in fact do what they promised to do. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Commentary to Megillas Esther, teaches, Al tadami binafsheich lehi malei beis hamelech mikol hayehudim. Rav Chaim explains the underlying reasoning behind the exchange between Esther and Mordechai in this passage, which we just looked at. When Mordechai told Esther to go to the king and beg for the lives of the Jewish people, Esther answered, going to the king would put her own life at risk. Like we saw, she says, everybody knows that if you go to the king and you have not been called, achastaso, it is one law. What's the law? Lahamis, you will put me to death. Halacha states, a person is not obligated to risk his own life in order to save another person's life. Chayecha, chayecha vercha, chayecha kodmim. It's between your life and your friends. If your life comes first. So the halacha is a person does not have to risk their life to save someone else's life. Even if the other person, continuing from Rav Chaim Sefer, is in certain danger, one is not obligated to place himself in possible danger to save someone else. Since going to the king would place her in possible danger, she halachically was not obligated to go to the king to save the rest of the Jews. What was Mordechai's answer? You might be right halachically, but Mordechai said, Esther, you are mistaken in thinking your life is only possibly in danger and not certainly in danger. Ahasuerus was a fickle king, and when he finds out that you, Esther, are a Jewess, he will surely put you to death along with the rest of the Jewish people, despite the fact that you are queen. Since Esther was in certain danger for her own life, just like the rest of the Jews in the 127 provinces were in certain danger, she has no excuse to not go to the king. Her reasoning was, I'm in possible danger. Everyone else is in certain danger. I don't have to risk my life to save them. That might be true halachically because chayecha, chayecha, vercha, chayecha, kolmin. If you only have one bottle of water and you're traveling in the desert, who should get it? Should you get it? Should your friend get it? Or should you split it and you'll both die? So Rabbi Akiva says, you should drink it because your life and your friend's life, your life comes first. But Mordechai was saying to Esther, your life is not secure. Al tidami b'nafshechli malei b'samech mikol ha-Yehudim. Don't think their life is on the line and your life is not on the line, and so you're exempt from going to the king. As much as their life is on the line, your life is on the line. Since Esther was in certain danger, she should go to the king despite the danger in order to save herself and the rest of the Jewish people. Moreover, Mordechai continued, Hashem would certainly save the Jews, with or without Queen Esther. If Esther refused help, she would be lost, and the rest of the Jews would be saved. And so Esther responded and said, okay, I will go to the king. If I shall perish, I shall perish, meaning my life is in danger regardless. I have no reason to fear the possible danger involved in approaching the king. When she heard these words of Mordechai, she understood that her life really was in danger. So she had no exemption from not going to the king because it was her life on the line and her friend's life on the line. And so there was no excuse. So what does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? It's incredible. I had no idea what Mishnah we were going to be up to tonight. I had no idea the schedule. And I realized we're up to Perek Av, Mishnah Yudalid. And I said, oh my goodness. The teachings of Chazal are timeless, apply to every person in every age, in every epoch. The Torah existed before time. Histaka bar Raisu bar Alma. So the teachings of the sages that are actually written down for us really existed before the world was created. They are prophecies and foreshadowings and teachings for every Jew, in every moment, in every millennia, in every place. Let us look at the Mishnah we are up to. No, that's not where I am. I have it on Megillas Esther. One second. I had three screens open for you, but I see I'm missing one. You have a moment for me? I had my other two pages prepared. I just want to show it to you on the screen so you see how powerful it is. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Yudalit. I don't know why I said Mishnah Hey. Here we go. Okay, Miriam Goodman, can you see my screen, Pirkei Avos? Here we go. Where are we up to? We're still talking about the teachings of Hillel. And I decided that we'll just go in order. Let's see what Hillel continues to teach us. So we spent a few weeks on Perek Av Mishnah Yud Gimel. We finished with Ude Ishta Amesh Besaga Chalav. He who uses the crown is Chayav Misa. That was last week. Hu Haya Omer. Hillel teaches. Im Ein Ani Li Mili. If I am not for myself, then who will be for me? Ukisha Ani La Atzmi Ma Ani. When I am only for myself, what am I? V'imlo achshav, and if not now, when? This is where we are mamish up to in our learning. And when I realized where we're up to, and I realized how much this describes the story, the courage, the bravery, the journey, the fear of Queen Esther. Im ein ani li mili. I think I will humbly suggest at Im'einan Lili Mili. I'm going to show it to you on my screen. What does this correspond to? Im'einan Lili Mili, if I am not to myself, then who is to me, corresponds to Leich Kenos, as Kol HaYehudim Hanim Tsa'im B'Shushan. Go and gather all the Jews who are found in Shushan. What is the teaching of Hillel? Im'einan Lili Mili, if I am not to myself, then who will be for me? Meaning, wow, I must find the courage within myself to be the best person that I can be. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, I think his most famous, he died in 1900. Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin. And I think that his most famous teaching is about what I'm about to share with you. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin teaches, Kishem she'adam tzarich la'amin b'Hashem, kein tzarich ha'adam la'amin b'atzmo. I'm going to repeat it. Kishem she'adam tzarich la'amin b'Hashem. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa, no chishem al-kecho, she'osisich ha'mer tzotzayim b'beis avadim, sefer shmos peruch al-pasuk b'beis. We are commanded. We believe. It's a foundation of our faith. Of course I believe in God. Sometimes we believe in God, we don't believe in ourselves. The matzav is too difficult. The nisayon is too overwhelming. How could this possibly work out? I don't have the courage. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I don't find the reservoirs of strength within myself to withstand this nisayon, who's going to do it for me? It applies to any nisayon in your life. Not only the nisayon of Queen Esther, one frail Jewish maiden upon whose shoulders Providence placed the weight of responsibility for a nation, to paraphrase Rav Soloveitchik. Think of any matzav you found yourself in, maybe in the past, maybe ongoing, and you think, I can't get through this nisayon. Esther also said to Mordechai, are you crazy? He's going to kill me. You don't remember what he did to the first king? I should go to the king. I haven't been called. Everybody knows if you go to the king without being called, he's going to kill me. And anyway, I'm not chayiv to go because my life is only in possible danger. Chayecha, chayecha, vercha, chayecha called me. Mordechai said, I'm sorry, you're wrong. The whole destiny of Am Yisrael rests on your shoulders. And Esther said, me, I'm a Bas Yisrael. I came from Beis Yaakov. I was married to the God Aldar. I should go to the king. Im ein ani li, Esther, if you don't find the reservoirs within yourself to embrace this nisayon, mi li, who's going to do it for you? Who, I ask you, will pass our tests if we don't feel strong enough to pass them? Who will give us the courage if we cannot summon it from within our very selves? Kishem she'adam tzarich la'amin b'Hashem. Just as a person is obligated and commanded to believe in God, so too a person must believe in himself. And Esther understands, she recognizes, she internalizes, she listens to Mordechai. And so she declares, I will do it. Okay, I accept the mission. I will go. I have found the bravery and the courage. I'm going to do it. This is the sentence. When she declares, Perek Dal Pasuk Tezayin, that she has embraced the mission. Before this, she refuses. Before this, she gives excuses. And Mordechai says to her, Esther, if you're not for yourself, who will be for you? Okay. Uvechein avo el hamelech. I will go to the king because there is no one else who can do the job that the Ribono Shel Olam entrusted me with. Asher lo kedas, even if it's against the law. V'kasher avadati avadi. I can only do my shtadlus. The rest is up to the Ribono Shel Olam. I leave it in God's hands. But I will accept my mission. Because I understand, im ein ani li, if I don't do it, mi li. This isn't only about Esther. And it's not only about Hillel. It's about each and every one of us. And I'm speaking to Michal Horowitz. If you don't find the courage to believe in yourself, who will find it for you? We need to be mechazik, not only our amuna b'Hashem, but our mechazik, our amuna, in our very own selves. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, going back to quote from this Megillah, v'tsumu alai. Very interesting. Pshat, I found this very interesting. Why did she ask for 3 days? By the way, it was Pesach. The Medrash speaks about the conversation between Esther and Mordechai. Esther says, we all have to pass, and it's fast, and it's over Pesach. And Mordechai replies back, and he says, it's Pesach. And Esther replies back, Lama za Pesach? Meaning, what's the point of Pesach if there are no Jews to celebrate Pesach. If we're all killed, who cares if it's Pesach? We have to fast now so we could celebrate many Pesach in the future. Why 3 days? Why not one day? Very interesting. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Megillah quotes the Targum Sheni that cites a lengthy prayer that Esther said before approaching Achashverosh. In this prayer, Esther said she needed a 3-day fast because it corresponded to the 3-day journey of Avram Avinu to reach the site of the Akedas Yitzchak, that's one. Furthermore, it was corresponding to the 3 days of preparation, the Shlosha Simei Hagbala, the 3 days of preparation that the Jewish people spent at the foot of Har Sinai before the giving of the Torah. With her fast of 3 days, she wished to invoke the merits of Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh, to do Ratzon Hashem, and the people's acceptance of Torah. And this further strengthens our point that all of Klal Yisrael are interconnected. We must all be interdependent. And so all the Jews had to fast with her, invoking the merit of Avraham Avinu and his Mesiras Nefesh, and Klal Yisrael's acceptance of the Torah. But nevertheless, ultimately, V'chein Avo El HaMelech with an Aleph. It was her tafkid and nobody else's, because Im Ein Anili, Mili. And she understood this. She should be an inspiration to all of us when we face those nisyonos in life that we don't think we can pass. Ribbono Shel Olam says, remember Queen Esther? She also had a whole list of excuses, but she grabbed her courage and she believed in herself. And so she overcame. The next part of the Mishnah tells us, U'kesh'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. On the other hand, on the other hand, u'kesh'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. On the other hand, u'kesh'ani la'atzmi ma'ani, if I am only to myself, then what am I? If I exist only for myself, what kind of Jew am I? If I am poresh min hatzibur, we spoke about that, I don't know if it was a few weeks ago, a few months ago. U'kesh'ani la'atzmi, if you only live for yourself, ma'ani, what is my purpose here? So the first part of the Mishnah is teaching us, you must embrace the person that you are, find your courage within, and stand up to your role. Because no one's going to do it for you. Ah, but you got to balance that out with, if you're only for yourself, what are you? If you don't take the bigger picture in of Knesset Yisrael, ma'ani, what Jew lives only for himself? And what does this correspond to? Al tadami b'nafshech lihimalei beis hamelech mikol ha'yehudim. Ayomer Mordechai lahashiv el Esther. Mordechai sends a message with Hasach to bring back word to Esther, and he says to her, do not persist in your silence. Do not think you will escape with your soul to escape in the king's palace more than any other Jew. Kishani la'atzmi. If I want to separate from the Klal, if I think that all the Jews in 127 provinces will be slaughtered on the 13th of Adar next year, and I will be safe because I am to myself. I only worry about myself. I only save myself. I only retract from the Klal to focus on myself. Who amongst us is so self-centered to think, u'kesh'ani la'atzmi ma'ani, if I am only to myself? Of course, we must take care of ourselves. That's the first part of the Mishnah. We must find the courage within ourselves. You have a tafkid that only you can do. So you got to believe in yourself. But Hillel then cautions you. He says, wait. Don't become so self-centered that it's only about you. Don't forget about the pain of your fellow brethren. Don't forget about those elderly women, widows alone who have been locked in an apartment for a year because of COVID. You might be all comfortable in your palace. You may have antibodies. People say they're like having a superpower. It's true, I must believe in myself, but I cannot be so reserved that I only live for myself. And that's exactly what Mordechai said to her. Al tadami b'nafsheich. Do not let your soul be silent. Do not think you will escape with your life while all the other Jews perish. We're in it together, Esther. If we go down, you're going down. Shani la'atzmi ma'ani. Hillel says, don't ever live as a Jew only for yourself. Think about your neighbor. Think about a friend. Think of a person in the community. Think about Tom Chesh Abbas. Think about Achiezer, Miel, and more. Think about someone who needs a phone call, a kind word, a text. Don't live only for yourself. Because if you do, you will never be successful in escaping with your life more than any other Jew. And finally, the last part of the Mishnah teaches us, one second, there was a comment before, I don't really want to interrupt myself tonight. Okay, I'm not going to take comments or questions now that are off topic. I would like to finish the material that I prepared. If anybody has a question, you're welcome to email me. You know I always answer. Sometimes it takes me a couple days, but as Ras Hashem, literally, I always answer. V'imlo achshav emasai. If not now, when? I ask you, is this Mishnah not entirely descriptive of this passage in the Megillah, the exchange between Mordechai and Esther? Torah takes us to another world. It takes me to another world. I don't know about you. Whatever happened during the day, some days are easier, some days are harder. Some days are smoother, some days are bumpier. Some days are successful, some days are less so. Some days are joy, some days are painful. Literally, when I sit down to learn Torah, I am in a different world. Like I could cry, like I'm literally in a different world. Someone said to me earlier in the week, in response to a shir, she said, how could people not believe in Hashem? And how could people not believe in Torah? Could I make this up? I ask you. Hillel's words preceded the world because Torah Sheba Al Peh and Torah Sheba Chtav were given to Moshe at Har Sinai, Shemos 24:12. No, that's not the pasuk I wanted to tell you. That's where Rav Sa'adja Gaon says that all of Torah is encapsulated in the Saras Adibras. Forget it, wrong Rashi. I mean, oh, you want to know something? Someone taught me something very nice. I should say it in her name. Mrs. Rakowitz, friend of our family. So I called her the other week. Because I just said it's the wrong Rashi. I'm going to correct myself. Teach you a lesson that she taught me. She's in her mid to upper 80s. She's a vibrant, amazing, inspiring woman. So after I spoke to her, right away she called me back. So usually that doesn't happen. So I said, Mrs. Rakowitz, is everything okay? She said, oh, it's Michal. I said, yeah. She said, oh. And I realized right away, I said, oh, you called the wrong person? So she said, I didn't call the wrong person. I just dialed the wrong number. I said, wow. I didn't say the wrong Rashi. It just wasn't shaykh to the lesson I was trying to teach you. Because Rashi does tell us a number of times in Chumash that Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. This is the story of Esther Hamalka, who is wavering between going and not going. And so Mordechai says, Im eina nili mili. Esther, you better find your courage. Because if you don't find your courage, no one else can do it. You got to stand up to this Nisayon, because it's the Nisayon of your life. Gird your strength. However, if you live only for yourself, if you think you'll escape in the palace more than all the other Jews, you're not a Jew. You will disappear into the mist of history if you live only for yourself. There is no time to waste and there's no time to wait right now. There is no other ace. It's ace hazos. Ravach vahatzala ya'amoda yehudi mimakam acher. Right now. Today. After 3 days of fasting. Imlo achshav. If you don't go now, emasai, after we're all killed, is that when you're going to go? After the plan has been implemented? There is no other time. It's achshav or not at all. Ace hazos. I quoted from the Sefer in the morning. Some of you may have learned with me this morning. I was on Parshas Zachar. And I mentioned how much I'm enjoying the Sefer of Yaakov Bender on Chumash. It's really so beautiful. So when I was preparing the shir for tonight, one of his teachings really struck me as very applicable. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos Lamed Aleph Aleph that when a person ascends to the Olam HaEmes, when they're called to ultimate judgment, they'll be asked six questions. In a different shir the other week, we spoke about the first question. One of the questions you will be asked in the Olam HaEmes is, Kovata Itim LaTorah. Did you establish set times to learn Torah? Rabbi Yaakov Bender quotes an unbelievable pshat from the Sfas Emes. What does it mean, Kovata Itim LaTorah? Before I tell you what the Sfas Emes says, I want to go with you to Koheles, Perek Gimel. Koheles Perek Gimel tells us, L'chol zman va'eis, l'chol chefetz tachas ha-shamayim. Everything is a time and a season for every object under the heavens. Eis la'ledes, there's a time to give birth. Ve'eis la'mut, no one gets out of here alive. There's a time to die. Eis la'ta'as, there's a time to plant. Ve'eis la'akorna, to a time to uproot what you have planted. Eis la'harog, ve'eis l'irpo, there's a time to kill and a time to heal. Eis l'frot, ve'eis l'vnot, there's a time to break down. There's a time to build up. Eis l'vkos, there's a time in life when we cry. Tisha B'Av, we cry. Ve'eis l'schok, Purim comes, and we rejoice. Eis l'pod, there's a time for a spade, and ve'eis rekod, and there's a time for dancing. Sometimes we mourn, and sometimes we rejoice. Sometimes we dance, and sometimes we give a hesped. Sometimes we cry, sometimes we laugh. Eis l'hashlich avanim, sometimes you must cast your stones away. Ve'eis kenos avadim, and sometimes you gather your stones in. Eis l'chabok, there's a time to hug. Ve'eis l'rchok mechabik, and there's a time to stay away from hugging. Eis l'vakesh, there's a time to seek. Ve'eis la'abed, la'hashmid la'rog u'la'abed, and there's a time to lose. Eis l'shmar, a time to guard, a time to send away. A time l'krow, Mordechai went into the streets and he tore a kriya. And there's a time to sow. There's a time to be silent. Eis la'chashos, Esther, this isn't the time to be silent. Ve'eis l'daber, and there's a time to speak. There's a time to love and a time to hate. Eis melchama. I wanted to do all of them in the Lashon of the Psukim, but I realized the time and I want to get through my material, so that's why I skipped some of the Lashon HaPsukim. Eis laho ve'eis lesno, eis mechama ve'eis shalom. So Mordechai tells her, we're on the last part of the Mishnah, imlo achshav, this is the time, lady, because if you don't do now, we're all going to be dead. So it's not going to help. Now. That's exactly what he says to her. Oh, I ran away from the Megillah. That's exactly what he says to her. Umi yodea im la'eit kazos. Where is Esther? He got the malchus. Who knows if for this time you have become queen. Imachreishta chreishi ba'es hazos. He says two times in this pasuk, ace. He speaks about the time. Ace hazos, la'es kazos. So kovati itim the Torah, Masech HaShabbos Lamed Aleph Aleph, on the basic level of the Pshat, means that you set aside time for Torah learning. But the Sfas Emes, as quoted by Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita, gives an unbelievable Pshat. The Sfas Emes says, this kovata itim the Torah, did you establish set times for Torah learning, refers to the psukim from Koheles. The Chos Man Va'es, we went through them. Eis Livkos, Eis Dischok, Eis Mechama, Eis Shalom. The Torah calls for different behaviors in different times and different situations. There's a time for joy and a time for mourning, a time for battle, a time for peace, a time to tear, a time to sow. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you know when to apply which behavior in which time? Did you live according to the times set by the Torah? When is it appropriate to laugh? And when is it appropriate to give a hesped? When is it appropriate to hug? And when is it appropriate to stay away? When is it appropriate for shalom? And when is it appropriate for machama? Kavata itim l'Torah, says the Sfas Emes, does not only mean, did you sit down every day? God a shir. The men really have the obligation of kavata itim l'Torah. What about all the rest of us? Do you know how to live with which time? In which situation? This is not the time. Eis lachashos ve'eis ledaber. Esther, when you get up to the yeshiva shalmala, they're going to ask you, kavat itim latorah. Did you know what the eis itim, eis, eight? Did you know what the time was? And did you know how to behave in that time? This is a time for hesped, it's a time for avelus, it's not the time for schok. Yes, Esther, there is a time lachashos. In the beginning, I told you don't say who you are. That was a time for silence. And now I'm telling you, eis ledaber. Now is the time to speak, not tomorrow, not next year, not in 3 years. Not in 30 days. It's not the time lachashos. It's the time ledaber. And when you get up to the Yeshiva Shamada, they're going to say, Queen Esther, Kavat Itim LaTorah. Did you live by the times that were appropriate for the matzav you were in? Imacharesh tacharishi ba'ed hazot. Don't be silent in this time. Ve'imlo achshav, says Hillel, emasai. If not now, when? We have to have the intuition, the chachman, the courage to know what time demands which reaction and to act upon it. Umi yodea im la'eit kazot higat l'machus. Unbelievable. I want you to tell me Torah does not take you to a different place. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. If I'm hungry, if I'm tired, if I'm frustrated, if I had a hard day, it doesn't matter what happened. I said that the godless of Torah is beyond description. Rav Shimshon Pinkas says in one of his farm, my husband this morning was out. He came away. I just finished my morning shir. He says, how was shir? A big smile on his face. I said, it was good. He said, why? He said, because I see you, he said. Rav Shimshon Pinkas says in his Sha'arim B'Tfil and his Gates of Prayer that it is a nais that we could understand anything in Torah. Torah is divine. Torah is Hashem. So how could a mortal understand the Shem? I don't understand the Shem. So how could I understand Torah? Shem grants us the gift of Chachma, Bina, and Daz to be able to understand the Torah Kedosha. What a gift. Hillel says, Im ein ani li mi li. However, kisha ani la atzmi ma'ani. And finally, Im lo achshav e masai. Let's finish with Rav Salavitchuk. Wow. Thank you for joining and allowing me this chus of sharing. Unbelievable. It's also amazing you could learn the same topic. And there are so many levels, insights, and connections you never realized before. Va'at ubeis avich. Oh, yeah, our time's really up. Should I share one more insight or should we just go? Listen, if you have to go, you don't have to be embarrassed because I don't even know. I don't have time to scroll through all the names. You could catch it NYU Torah. For those who do have the time, let's finish with one more insight. Va'at ubeisavich tovedu, says Rav Salavitchuk. But you and your father's house will be lost forever. Here we encounter Judaism's doctrine of assignment. Tafkid. It consists of three basic components. Three basic components to every person's tafkid, all of which were spelled out by Mordechai. First, each individual is assigned a task which he must implement and which does not transcend his ability. Your tafkid, only you can do it. It's not above your ability, even though you might think it is. It's not. Im ein ani li mi li. Find your courage, because if God gave it to you, you can do it. It does not transcend your ability. The mission of saving the people was placed squarely upon the frail shoulders of a delicate and lonely young woman who lived in the shadow of rejection and death. She was burdened with a gigantic task. She was a queen, not because of Achashverosh, but because God assigned her a great mission. And I really do believe it relates very strongly to both Aliyah and Neshamas, who waited for their basherets, who rebuilt families, who sent a child to yeshiva, who built four doros, who understood the importance of mission and finding the courage, even when perhaps the situation seems so bleak. Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you does not transcend your ability. Esther was burdened with a gigantic task because of the great assignment entrusted to her. That's number one. Secondly, in the face of human failure, Mordechai said to her, betrayal or indifference, God's will nonetheless be done. If you are silent, God will save us nevertheless. The assignment will be carried out. And if you don't do it, it will be carried out by somebody else. For if you keep your silence at this time, Rabach v'hatzala yamoda yehudimi makam acher. So the first is, only you have a tafka that only you can do. And Providence placed the mission upon the frail shoulders of a delicate and lonely young woman who lived in the shadow of rejection and death. She was burdened with a gigantic task. She was queen not because Achashverosh chose her, but because of her assignment. And this task which she had to implement did not transcend her ability. Second, if God sees that the individual fails or betrays him or is indifferent to his mission, God will ensure his will nonetheless be done. And thirdly, the individual who does not answer the call of history, who does not respond to the challenge, and who does not carry out his assignment, such a person is a traitor, and that sin is unpardonable. And Mordechai tells her very clearly, Va'at ubeis avich tovedu. If you don't do your mission, God will ensure somebody else will. But you will lose your moment, your ace, the whole time. Ace la ledes, ve'ace la mus, the whole time for which you were born will be lost. Im eina nili mili, find your courage, Queen Esther, because only you can go to the king and save us. Leich knosas kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan v'tsumu alai. For 3 days, let's invoke the merit of Avraham Avinu and the Bnei Yisrael by Matan Torah. G'sha'ani la'atzmi ma'ani, but do you think you only live for yourself? Do you think your life will be saved while everybody else will be slaughtered? Al tadami b'nafsheich li'mamad be'es ha-melech mikol yehudim. And finally, im lo achshav e'masai kavat itim la'Torah, Queen Esther, you will be asked. Did you know when it was a time for silence and a time for speech? When it was a time to birth and a time to be killed? When it was a time to laugh and a time to give a hesped? And this is how we all have to live. You must find the courage within ourselves to pass on the sins, because no one's going to do it for you. Secondly, we cannot live only for ourselves, because what kind of Jew am I? And thirdly, if I don't embrace the mission right now, maybe I will never be given another time. Torah Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nefesh, Edus Hashem Ne'emana, Machkimas Pesi. We thank our share sponsors only in the order that I was given the information, Miriam Goodman, who started this whole share almost a year ago, Miriam. Lezecher Nishmas Yosef Ben Binyamin Zeva Cohen on the occasion of his 42nd year site, 9 Adar. And from Sandy Leader and her family in memory of her mother-in-law. Zeicher Nishmas Rezu Miriam Bazrof Naftali Verivka Mindo, 26th Yartzeit, 7th Adar. I wish you all a very meaningful and uplifting Shabbos. I thank you for the opportunity of sharing Torah with you. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, there's no shir next week. It's Tiny Esther into Purim. No shir next week. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tuvim Besoros Tovos. Just stopping my recorder.